Good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Can I hear an amen? Today is May the 3rd, Wednesday evening's Daily Bread. Today is Wednesday, May the 3rd, 2023. We just welcome you again. Thank you for coming to the filling station, the oasis, the booth camp, and the rivers of living water. And as I always say, another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and his power. Amen. Can I hear an amen? Thank you so much for joining us once again. Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for every listener, that is a hearer and a doer. Father, we are not only listeners, but we are doers. Can I hear you say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the word. I'm a doer. Amen. And I just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing the very nature and the character of God that is in his word, but that lives in us and abides in us forever. Thank you for the great Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God that lives in us and teaches us all things. And we hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto us, and we do what the Word says and what we hear the Father say through the Holy Spirit. We endeavor to obey, Father, and we just want to say thank you for each listener and doer of the Word and hearer of the Word, Father, that they take it to heart, Father, to follow after you wholeheartedly, always, Father, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, and the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. Some translation says, looking unto Jesus, the author, and the finisher of our faith. Yes, he is the author, but in between, he's the developer and the perfecter along the way till we get to our finish line. Or the plan and the purpose and the race and the course and the assignment that God gave us. So again, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you that you come and listen because you're hungry. You're hungry for the word. And as Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And we'll endeavor to do the word of God, hear his word, read our word, his loving letters to us that reveals his character and his nature and the attributes and the fruit of his spirit. We thank you once again. We love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with us. Every listener that is a born again child of God has the Spirit of God. And when they're listening, the Holy Spirit will reveal even one word from you, Father, will change our lives forever. And we want to say thank you. Thank you so much again. We're going to be speaking on dig deeper. What do you mean dig deeper? Well, a lot of us, you know, we just like skim or scam the surface of God's word. But sometimes we got to go deeper. When we don't understand something, I ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, reveal what you're trying to say in God's love letters to me. I want to know his character, his nature, and his attributes, and the fruits of his character that is in him, that abides in me. And those fruits will be revealed in our lives, in my life, Father. And I just want to say thank you, that I dig deeper into your word, Father God. Because that's where we find the gold nuggets, because then you know that we are serious about learning about you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Dig deeper. Let's look at Galatians 6:9. Galatians 6:9. On the New Living Bible. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. So let's not get tired doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. And you know, now I think in the day that we're living in, people are getting tired a lot easier of doing good, so they're doing more bad. But not us as children of God. We continue to do good. We don't get tired doing good. Yes, sometimes, and I can be one of them. I used to before, I would say, I'm tired of being good and doing good all the time. And finally, I settled in my heart. I said, you know what? The Lord told me, he goes, Rose, I will hold you responsible for your actions, for your words, for your attitudes, and for your life. I'm not going to hold you responsible for your son or for your daughter, I mean, for my husband or any other person. No, I'm going to hold you responsible for you, because you're responsible to take care of your own garden that I've given you, to take the weeds out, to keep it clean, to always keep planting, sowing. Amen? Continue sowing into your garden so you can always reap a harvest. So when he told me that, this was like maybe 15 years ago, I said, okay, it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. It doesn't matter if somebody else gets tired. I'm tired doing good. They never do nothing for me. Why should I do anything? Well, I want to reap the harvest that God has for me, and I'll continue to be doing good until I step into glory. Amen. And I would advise and suggest that you do the same thing. Amen. Because at the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. And guess what? I am reaping. I'm a testimony. I'm a witness that I am reaping a harvest of blessings because I did not give up, and I will not give up. And God blesses me so much. The blessings of the Lord surround me. His goodness surrounds me all the time because I believe that he is a great father, and he wants to give us the best always. Don't ever think he wants to give you the least or the crumbs. No, he wants to give you the best because he gave us the greatest gift. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift. And if he gave us Jesus Christ, how much more will he give unto us as his children? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's dig deeper. Back in the 1800s, some explorers were going across a huge desert and didn't bring enough water. They started digging at different spots underneath the surface, about a foot or two, trying to find water. They ended up losing their lives in the desert because of lack of water. Many years later, it was discovered that there was water right where they had lost their lives, about 3 feet underground. If they would have just dug a little deeper, a little bit farther and deeper, they would have found the water and saved their lives. The same principle is true when you're in a dry season. And we all do, we all get in a dry season. But thank God we are watered by the living water, the rivers of living water all the time. Because his word, if we study his word, and we meditate on it, and we keep it before our eyes, it will keep us full of his water and not have a dry season, because we will always have a water season. Amen? So if you're in a dry season and not getting any good breaks, business is slow, or you're struggling in a relationship, or being tempted, or having unbelief and doubt, and having a critical spirit, it's easy to think, this is never going to change. Well, you know what? As long as we keep on saying, this is never going to change, guess what? You'll get what you say. This is never going to change. Instead of saying, this is going to change. I'm not going to live this way anymore. I'm not going to be critical anymore. I'm not going to be judgmental with people. I'm not going to be a hateful person. I'm not going to be a person that is unforgiven. I'm going to walk in the love of God, and I'm going to walk in peace. I am not going to be struggling with being impatient because I have the patience of God in me. Amen. And the peace of God. Hallelujah. So it will change because I declare it, decree it. I say it because God's given me his word to be able to say it. Amen. So instead of saying this is never going to change, you keep on saying, oh yes, it will change. From this moment on, it will change. And don't ever say, I'm never going to see my dreams come to pass. I'm never going to get married. I'm never going to have a good job. I'm never going to have a house. I'm never going to have my own business. I'm never going to get paid more than I'm getting. No, those words will defeat us. It will defeat you and me when we say that. We have the greater one living in us. And he already said that we can have what we say. And I love what Brother Darrell says. Your words are the steering wheel of your life. You can steer your life towards God, or you can steer your life to defeat. You can steer your words to victory, or steer your words to disappointment and death. It's up to us. God says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Amen. We're not going to be like those early explorers. Amen. Where we know that there's the water is there, and we know the provision is there. We know the protection is there. We know the love is there from our Father God. We know that the health that we need is there in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We know provision is there for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to dig down a little bit deeper. If you will shake off the self-pity, shake off what didn't work out yesterday. Today is a new day. Amen. Shake off the complacency and turn up your praise. We're going to turn up our praises. Can I hear an amen? You'll soon tap into the blessings and the provision he has prepared for you and me. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ebarando borohoshi telematale. Esotonde berihet kiriande bokoshua. Esukuri berikiria sikatanda borokosukiria. In the berikiria de berikiria diria. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that your praises are in our mouths, Father. We speak victory instead of defeat. We speak provision instead of poverty. We speak the wisdom of God and that you've given us, Father God. Your praises shall be in our mouths, Father God. Continually praising you, giving you glory and honor, Father. Even though circumstances may come against us, trials and temptations and doubt and unbelief, or guilt or shame, we cast those things down and we raise up our hands. And we say, thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Thank you for giving us the victory. Thank you for calling us more than conquerors through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and we did not love our lives even unto death. So, Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We raise up, Father, the praises that you deserve, and the honor and the glory. We bless you. We bless you. Oh, brasekuto lambara hetele itaramando brosoteria ere bokonda betekiria. You're the greatest Father that we have. Jesus is our greatest gift. We live the greatest life. We live a great life because we are the children, the sons and daughters of the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And so we thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. You are so good to us. You surround us with your loving kindness. You surround us, Father, with your angels all around us, Father. We are in the bubble from trouble and the canopy of protection. We are in the umbrella of love and protection. We are in that supernatural magnetic shield all around us, Father God. Wherever we go, We're coming or going, the marketplace, the workplace, we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the country. We're blessed going in and going out. And so we thank you, Father, that out of our mouths, Father, we declare the victory for this day. We declare the favor of God. We declare the blessings overtake us. We declare favor of God over us everywhere we go. We declare blessings and goodness, mercy and compassion surrounds us wherever we go. And safety, safety from any accidents whatsoever, car accidents, calamity, destruction, bad weather, whatever bad that the enemy tries to throw at us, we are protected. We are protected by God and his angels and the blood of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, so much. This evening, you may be frustrated because you feel God's plan isn't working in your life, but never fear. God is arranging all the pieces to come together to work out his plan for your life and for my life. Don't grow impatient and try to force doors to open in your own strength. Your situation may look the same as it has for the past 5 or 10 years, but then one day, God will bring it all together. Because your due season is here now. My due season is here now. My due season is here now. Can I hear an amen? God will bring it to pass. I thank you, Father. Yes, you will. You will bring every word that you have said come to pass in our lives, Father. Thank you, Father. Father God, thank you for your provision and blessings in our lives. We choose to praise and worship you no matter what the circumstances are. We know that you are making a way even when we don't see a way. Help us to stand strong in you so that we may see the harvest of blessings that we've never seen before that you have prepared for us. We declare that I am coming, that I'm in my due season. Not coming, but I declare that I'm in my due season. In Jesus' name, amen. You can take it to the bank. My due season is here now. My due season is here now. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Strong and mighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Brazil, Brohonda, Baratinkara, Barasikara, Etuchishanda, Bahashitere. Oh, my child, you have not seen what I have prepared for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. For the windows of heaven will be opened because of your obedience and doing my word and following after me with your whole heart. I will open doors that you've never seen doors open for you to walk in, and I will shut the doors that you are not to be in to. And I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is April 2023 scripture for FHK, scripture for April 2023. Being confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. Ain't that good, people? That we can have being confident of this very thing because we are children of God, sons and daughters of God, that he who begun a good work, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, a good work in you and me, he will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, because he's already given us our assignment, our race, our course, our plan, his plan, and the destiny that he has for us. So we will complete the course until the day of Jesus Christ. When we step into glory, we continue to complete, to do God's will. Amen. And it's up to us to follow after God, after Jesus, wholeheartedly, and complete the work that He's called each one of us. Amen. And we just love the Lord, and we want to do all that He's called us to do. Amen. That we will not have any regrets that we should have done this, and why didn't I do this and that? No, we want to be careful to listen to the instructions of the Holy Spirit that is given by God. And we want to endeavor to do all that He's called us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We just bless you. We thank you for listening to us. Once again, thank you for coming and listening and being strengthened and being encouraged and uplifted. Because when we hear the word, we get stronger every time. We become giants on the inside. We might look little on the outside. People may think you're weak, but I'll tell you what, you are strong. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. It's His power and His strength and His ability in us. Amen? Because we have the life of God in us. We have His character and His nature and His ability in us to do the will of God here on earth. We love you and we thank you so much. We'll see you Sunday, May the 7th at 2 p.m. for our in-person service at the Baca Center in Round Rock. We thank you so much that we are coming back to in-person services, and we want to see our family that we love so much. Finally, we get together as a family in person. Amen. We love you. Be blessed. And I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great evening.